It was sad and it was shocking as we learned yesterday of the apparent suicide of NFL great Junior Seau, who played 20 hard-hitting seasons in the NFL. Joining us live, James Brown, host of NFL Today on CBS. JB, usually we welcome you in here to celebrate this game we all love so much, but this isn't a celebration. I read this morning that Junior Seau's ex-wife, Gina, said that she had received yesterday a text message from him, and so did the two children. All he said to them was, "I love you." Apparently, the last communication he had before taking his own life.
What a sad situation, two fellas. I know when I got the call yesterday, I was shocked because Junior physically is the picture of health, just a phenomenal athlete, a great leader on the field. But you never know what's going on in one's personal life. And I do know that Junior still felt very deeply for his ex-wife and his three kids with her. And I'm not even going to try to tie any of that in because I'll wait out of respect for the family to see what the definitive cause was. But there's no question that he still loved them very much and certainly indicative of the letter that he left or the note to the text that he left for them.
One of his close friends said he didn't see this coming at all. He was just a happy, warm, loving guy.
You know what, and I've heard in the homework that I've been doing, I've heard most people react that way, fellas, but others, there are some who were very close and said that they knew that he was dealing with some challenges, which he clearly hid from most of the public in the way he handled things. Such a giving person, as excellent a football player as he was as valuable a citizen in that community out there with the 13th largest foundation of an athlete in the country in terms of assets, giving of himself to kids and young adults specifically, just a wonderful citizen. So I know it's a tremendous loss.
You know, the NFL, no doubt, is the most successful sports operation in the world today. But you wonder about the future of the NFL when we see so many of its past players, now many of them young, dying very young from a variety of things, including suicide that some say may be linked to the kinds of concussions and hard hits their brains take.
And sadly, because Junior is such a high-profile guy, it will bring even more attention to it. So maybe there will be some good that comes out of it. But do know this, that there are a number of players who are really suffering right now, and I'm considering doing a story on that, who are dealing and coping, and it's a real challenge. That's why Paul Tagliabue, the previous commissioner, Roger Goodell, the current commissioner, is so resolutely focused on making player safety the number one task that he wants to accomplish, and he's looking to change the culture of the game. So while some fans react thinking that he's a little too harsh with the penalties, he's made it clear what he's going to be about because these kinds of experiences really are driving a lot of what he's doing.
It's natural for us to sort of link in our minds the head injury business with Junior Seau, but there's no indication that he was suffering from anything like that, is there?
Not that we were aware of. Someone was saying that they had read a report that he had not suffered any concussions during his years. Rest assured, he did. Playing middle linebacker in football, being as aggressive as he was, a 12-time Pro Bowler, he was right in the middle of the action, so there's no question that he sustained concussions during his career. The question is whether or not there is a link now. That will be forthcoming, no question.
And, you know, I sort of wonder, what does the community do? These people, they bring so much excitement to our lives as we vicariously live through them on a Sunday afternoon. What do we owe them after they finish their careers? Because so many of them cannot fill the voids in their lives.
Yeah, you know what, and there's an awful lot being done both by the NFL Players Association and the league to try and address that, whether there are post-career opportunities and pursuits. You hear the retired players who are a very vocal set about the kind of things that the league needs to do from insurance and health coverage, et cetera, to make certain that these guys can transition properly back into life being healthy. Look, my friend Howie Long, when he retired from the Raiders, even though he had a two-year offer on the table, he had had eight surgeries, and he said, "JB, I want to be able to play with my kids." That's routine in terms of what many of these players have to go through post-athletic career.
Wow. JB, always good to talk to you. Maybe next time on a better occasion. So sad about Junior Seau.
That it is, but it's always good talking to you guys, and have a great day.
You too. Okay.